Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Wednesday, September 25th, 2024. Pre-market report, people, we're going to talk. We're going to talk about something very interesting here. Now, let's start off with this. We've been watching gold and silver basically outperform the stock market in 2024. It's not getting that much attention here, but Forbes did a nice article about this, and I highlighted a few things I want to cover with you, what's driving it and where we are going moving forward. First of all, you and I understand what's happening here. We have a mechanism here of massive, I can't underscore this enough, people. I really can't. It's out of control already, but we haven't seen anything yet. This collective effort by central banks in a race to the bottom to suck the purchasing power out of their currencies. This is nothing new. We've been talking about this, you and me, for 10 years. And this mechanism here with what the Fed just did with their 50 basis point cut on last Wednesday here, now we have you know, all these Fed creatures crawling out of the woodwork. I mean, they already laid their case out here. They're going to continue to cut rates through the rest of this year, all through next year. Obviously, this means, look, man, the promises of we promise you lower rates, you know who I'm talking about here. They're colluding here with the Federal Reserve. And yes, I'm talking about Kamala and Trump, both of them. They're both colluding with the Fed to bring about the massive currency devaluation, which empowers the Federal Reserve. You all know this. We're not going to cover it again. But this mechanism here is causing more extreme distortions across the spectrum of asset classes. But more specifically here, what we're seeing with gold and more specifically silver here is an incredible phenomenon. So let me just cover this real quick, this article here from Forbes. Let me read this to you real quick. So, gold keeps hitting new record highs. I think we're all aware of that. Why is it outperforming stocks as a rate cut provides the latest boost? Now look, when they say something like this, and I'm gonna cover this in a second here. Rate cuts, you can't have one thing without the other. Rate cuts means a weaker currency. Nobody's gonna tell you that. All right? Trump ain't gonna tell you. Kamala ain't gonna tell you. Neither one is going to tell you that they are working as close as they can with the Federal Reserve to make them stronger, not weaker. You understand? It's an incredible phenomenon, but what would you expect? This is what we've been seeing the last three presidents, Obama, Trump, and Biden, the best friends that the Federal Reserve has ever had since the inception of the Federal Reserve. Go back. Every president to George Washington, take the last three, they've helped the Fed more so than every one combined reach the pinnacle of power. It's not going to stop, no matter who is selected here, whether it's Trump, whether it's Kamala. They're already playing into the Federal Reserve's game of, okay, we promise you lower rates. You know this. And this is exactly why we're seeing what we're seeing here. Now, let me just finish this here. So this is, again, Forbes. Gold prices continue to skyrocket and several factors are helping boost the precious metal, which has outperformed the blistering stock market of 2024. Absolutely. The mechanism here is insane. Since June of this year, right under everybody's nose, not yours and mine, okay, the Fed's been in here buying all the debt, pushing bond yields down. As a matter of fact, the entire yield curve has been reshaped. This is yield curve control. This is what the Fed's doing. And this is massively currency purchasing power negative. You all know that. It's too simple. Anyway, this is where this gets very interesting. And I was not aware of this. So listen to this part here. The volume of global central bank purchases of gold has tripled since 2022. I personally was not aware of that. Maybe some of you were, but this is kind of an interesting, it's interesting news to understand. Look, we know that central banks are loading up on gold. They're betting against their own system. My blood's starting to boil. I can feel it already. Think about what they're doing, what we're doing. You and me have been in here betting against the debt, becoming our own central banks, Well, since time immemorial. Now, central banks, again, they don't hold gold just for tradition. This is what Ben Bernanke, freaking monster creature that it is, said. He said, he was asked, why do central banks hold gold? Well, they hold it for tradition. I guess they're increasing their allocation to gold or purchases. They've tripled this for tradition as well. People, we are being lied to on a scale that we've never seen before. So obviously, central bank purchases of gold are vaulting the price of gold here. Hedge funds, the biggest hedge funds on this earth, are loading up on gold. What are they doing? They're also betting against the system, betting against the debt, becoming their own central banks. You understand? Just, could you imagine, really, if we would have known just 10 years ago when we started becoming our own central banks, that all these other freaks would be riding our coattails, because that's what they're doing here. You understand that? We've been so far ahead of the curve on this. Now, although gold, I want to bring this to your attention. It's just too amazing in my view. Although gold has been outperforming the stock market, this rip-roaring stock market since this year, and again, this is the Fed since June buying it all, currency devaluation, the promises by both freaks seeking to sit behind or be put behind the Resolute desk to help the Fed become even stronger. You know who I'm talking about, Kamala and Trump. They're right on the side of the Fed. They're not on our side. No, let me explain this to you in case you don't know. No president in the history of the United States has been more pro-Fed than Trump. No doubt about it. How do we know that? Look at what he did during his tenure, and he doesn't get enough credit for it. All he keeps talking about, he's not getting enough credit for what he did for COVID. Make it up. Look it up for yourself. Kamala, of course, you know, her and Biden, same thing, but to a lesser degree. There's just no doubt about that. You know, just look at what Trump allowed the Fed to do during his tenure, and then look at what Biden has done twice as much under Trump. So we know where they stand, both of them. They're both with the Fed. That means they're against us. You understand? I hope we're on the same page. But the real takeaway is, although gold is getting all the attention, it's silver. It's silver that's been outperforming gold. So gold has been outperforming the stock market. Silver has been outperforming gold. What does this tell you, people? What does this tell you, man? That you and I are absolutely in the right spots. And with regard to cryptocurrency, I keep getting questions about this. People, I don't know how to say this another way. I know we're getting a lot of new people here, and I thank you all for that, because you're sharing the videos, you're getting them out there. Yeah. But I just don't understand why. First of all, there's a lot of people that hate crypto, despise it. And a lot of this came from Trump saying, you know, how much he hated Bitcoin and crypto way back in the day. There's a lot of prior MAGA people who are still locked into that, although Trump is now the crypto president. That's what he said. He keeps pushing Bitcoin and his new crypto banking system. I mean, it's just ridiculous, this new thing that he's doing here. I think it's going to fail miserably. It's nothing new. It's supposed to be a revolutionary thing. You remember how they propped this up for like about 6 weeks prior to the announcement? This is going to change the world. Yeah, we're going to make the United States the crypto capital of the world, not the constitutional money. No, because that would be against the Fed. So we're going to make us the crypto capital of the world. No. This business venture where Baron Trump is labeled in the white paper as the visionary. He's a visionary. Oh, really? And Trump is labeled as the crypto advocate, the prime crypto advocate. Okay, whatever here. I'm not hearing anything about a return to constitutional money here. It's an embarrassment. And this business is going to fail. All it is a business where people are going to make investors, and the Trump family, they own 70% of this. 70% make their cash via transactions, buying and lending cryptocurrency. It's just another grift, man. I'm telling you right now. Just like DJT stock told people to buy it at $40. It's $12. People got destroyed. Destroyed. And they're going to get destroyed worse. No doubt about it. Anyway, just going back to this, people. Look, the mechanism here is too simple to understand. It's too simple. We have a Federal Reserve in full control of the debt market, central banks in full control of the debt market, no more so than the Fed. Why? We still are the world reserve currency here. Artificially suppressed rates, which is exactly what Trump is calling for, which is exactly what Kama is calling for, assures us that whoever is selected here, the mechanism is going to continue. Means the Fed is going to get exponentially stronger. Period, the end. You all know that. Central bank's product is debt. The more debt they are allowed to pull into the system or are called upon by a sitting president, a prospective president, we're just done, man. But what does it mean? It means we're going to be doing this, which we've been doing, and these guys and girls are riding our coattails. All right? Again, this is just too much. You got central. This is nuts, and I didn't know this, and I want to hear from you. Did you know that the volume of gold that central banks have been purchasing has tripled in 2022? I had no idea about that. I knew that they were vastly increasing their purchases, at least through this year, but I had no idea this goes back to 22, and it's increased threefold, according to Forbes over here. It's good to know. But again, gold is great. Greg loves gold. Greg loves gold. Greg loves silver more. It's outperforming gold, which gold is outperforming the market. But again, realizing what's going on here makes this too easy for us people. I don't know another way to put it. It's just too simple. This mechanism here of artificially suppressed rates, of, again, currency devaluation off the Richter scale, is going to cause markets to inflate. Inflate via multiple mechanisms here. Again, the dollar being devalued here obviously takes more dollars to buy anything, even shares of stock. But we're going to see a multiple expansion cycle like I covered yesterday that people aren't going to believe. And this is not real. Again, all of those people who are, you know, rich on paper, 401ks, investment plans, oh, they're loving it. This is why we can't get enough backing here with those of us who want to take on the Fed. And let me just say this. It's not done. We just got to pick a better spot. I know a lot of you are disappointed. Don't be disappointed. All we did, when I was talking about this and I put out those feelers in that poll, which was key here to see if we were going to move forward, 26% of you so far don't want to be bothered with this. Again, I understand why. You're comfortable. You're sitting in a good spot. You're paper rich. It's all going away. It's all going away. Okay. And most of you are trapped in investment plans you can't get out of. Okay, me and my lions who are in and out of this market, we're not locked into some kind of an investment plan. We do what we want to. We are just free to do what we want. Those of you that are against us, that don't want to support this, you're going to get yours. There's no doubt about it. But we're not done. Again, we're going to regroup. We're going to readdress this. You understand? Down the line. The Federal Reserve and the Treasury are going to get theirs, and we're going to make sure they get it. Okay, you understand? There's no doubt about it. We just got to pick a better spot. It's coming. I will keep all of you in the loop. I promise. So no reason to get alarmed or discouraged. This should re-empower you, understanding that this is not going to stop. I am not going to stop here. When I get my head into something, that's it, man. It's just going to go, and that's where we're going. And I believe, honestly, people, that we... And the more I say this, the more I get attacked. I do believe in God the Father, the creator of all things. If you don't, you want to attack me because I believe that? Good for you, man. We'll see who wins in the end here. But it's astonishing, you know? But that's okay, too. Like, let these people go off and wherever they want to go off. I believe that what we're doing here, we are on the side of angels. We are on the side of angels, okay? Some people believe that the Federal Reserve is on the side of angels, and those that align themselves with the Fed are on the side of angels. I'm talking about Trump. I'm talking about Kamala, who have clearly aligned themselves with the Fed by promising lower rates and, of course, weaker currency. And what does that do? Makes the Fed stronger. But we're going to be on the opposite side of this. Again, they're betting against themselves. These central banks hoarding gold, tripling their gold purchases since 2022. They're betting against their own system, people. They're becoming their own central banks, although that's what they are. I mean, you can't make this stuff. It's impossible to do. It's impossible to do, but it's happening. Anyway, people, look, I think all this does for you and me, realizing the situation here, is make it even more clear to us that we're on the right side of this. It's too easy, man. This debt market hyperbubble time bomb is going to go off, And when it does, it's going to change the world. We're going to end up with a resource problem. We're going to end up with pandemonium on the streets around this world, a credit freeze, a locking up of the system. And all those people that are rich on paper, we'll see how that works out for you. This guy here from the heart loves all of you. I mean that with all I got. We're not going to stop what we're doing, people. We are on the right pathway, not just with regard to gold and more specifically silver, with regard to the markets, with regard to our mentality of loving each other, caring about each other, be charitable to each other. Sound familiar? It's only the same story we've been hearing for thousands and thousands of years. It's not going to change. Anyway, look, man, I'm going to let you all go. This guy here, again, you have no idea how important you are to me, how much I love all of you. We are going to take on the Fed and the Treasury. It's just a matter of time, people. We gotta allow the ducks to line up in the right way. You know what I'm talking about? And we can't be beaten. You just know that. We can't be beaten because we're too smart. And we know who our enemies are. We know who the puppets are. And we know what they want. And that gives us an edge that is absolutely insurmountable. People, I will see all of you later, 4.05 p.m. Eastern for the live stream. I hope to see you there. And until we meet again, people, what am I going to say? Take care of yourselves and each other.